Hello, my name is Bill Lohman, and I listen to TT Book on WFSU Radio in Tallahassee, Florida. My dangerous idea is that historically black colleges and universities need to be one of the lead agencies that will define and defend African humanity. For the last 40 years, I have been a practitioner of the Lukumi Afro-Cuban spiritual tradition. As a result of many profound experiences, I've come to realize that one of the most critical issues black people face today is the need to understand that we are African people. The legacy of slavery and colonialism has left us decimated from cultural and mental genocide. Historically, black colleges and universities need to be one of the lead agencies that will define and defend African humanity. The dialogue must be moved beyond the false dichotomy of segregation versus integration and the lie of race as a meaningful definition of human life. HBCUs have done and continue to do miraculous work in spite of enormous opposition and criminal underfunding. Historically, black colleges and universities exist within a context of white social control. The social contract under which HBCUs were created was one of extreme duress, characterized by the betrayal of post-Reconstruction politics and the terrorism of Jim Crow. The very idea of restoring black people to authentic Africanity at the time most HBCUs were established was equivalent to madness. HBCUs still do not reflect the true needs of African people in recovery from the monstrous crime of global slavery. HBCUs reflect a white aesthetic that denies any significant loss by African people. Because of this limitation, they are not currently organized to meet the true needs of black people as an autonomous African people. We have been taught to believe that tens of thousands of years of our history prior to the horrors of slavery are inconsequential and have no value or voice to inform our current situation. It is our human right to educate and socialize our children in our own image and interest. We must reframe the mission of HBCUs in order to provide an educational experience that places black African people in the center of their own existence for as long as the sun shines and the rivers flow.
That's listener Bill Lohman with his dangerous idea.